بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 19th session for Medina. Basic Arabic grammar review and review of the first level of the Medina program. We're coming near the end of this review, so and I just want to remind us that even though this is a review, hopefully for most of us it's a review, we should be constantly reviewing whatever we have covered. And meaning that as we're going through new topics, we also have to go back over the old topics that we already covered so that we don't forget them. And second thing, I just want to commend those of us who, even though it is Ramadan and perhaps there's some discomfort or difficulty in getting out and getting about and doing things, but we should be able to do that. So in any case, it's good that we are here and we're spending some time together trying to continue in pursuing this knowledge of the Arabic language, even if it involves some difficulty. May Allah grant us success in the effort and reward the intentions. Tayyib, today we want to go back to the topic that we introduced last week. We didn't do the exercises, but we talked about the topic of singular, dual, and plural. This topic is primarily focusing on the muthanna, dual nouns, and the masculine and feminine sound plural nouns. Okay, three things. As far as the singular, the mufrad, this is known. This is what we're dealing with all the time. But what we want to look at in this exercise, we want to look at how the dual muthanna noun, how is it formulated from the singular mufrad, and we also want to look at how the sound plurals, the masculine sound plural and the feminine sound plural, how they are formulated, how they are derived from the singular mufrad. Additionally, we're also looking at, and this is really important, we're also looking at the changes that the noun goes through, the declension of the noun, when it changes its case from marfu'un to mansubun and majrurun. And here we are primarily focusing on, more than anything else, the secondary signs of i'rab. As far as the primary signs of i'rab, when a noun changes from being marfu'un to mansub to majrur, we know these signs very well. The noun changes, its vowel ending change from dhamma to kasra to fatha and so on, like this. But in this exercise, we want to pay careful attention to those nouns, particularly the duals and the plurals. We want to pay particular attention to how these nouns may take secondary signs other than dhamma or fatha or kasra. So we want to pay attention to that as we go through this exercise. Today, inshallah, we're going to try to do the exercises on this page 27 and 28, if possible. If not, then we'll finish them in the next session. Okay, so let's go back and first, any question? Anybody have a question about this exercise, about what it entails, or what I just said? Anything about what I just said? Any question? Okay, so what we're talking about here is we're saying that normally the noun, it changes from being marfu'un, which is indicated by dhamma as its primary sign, to mansub, accusative case, and its primary sign is fatha, to majrur, with its primary sign of indicating jar being kasra. We're saying that nouns normally change, if they are normal nouns, mu'rab nouns, that change their endings, they change from dhamma to fatha to kasra, or from any one of them to another. They change, and the sign of the change is indicated in the vowel at the end of the word, okay? And we're saying that some nouns, instead of having these primary signs, dhamma and fatha and kasra, sometimes nouns have secondary signs, as in the يعني مثنى duals, for example, when they are marfu'un, we don't see it taking dhamma. But we see that the ending, at the end of the word, that indicates its case is alif. Okay, so this is a dual. The duals either end with fatta alif noon, kasra, or fatta ya with sukoon, noon with kasra. And in other words, the sign of the i'rab, if it's marfu'un, is alif. And if it's mansub or majroor, it's ya. And with noon at the end of it. Okay? So the singular form of this word, Muslim, Muslimun, is marfu'un, yani in the nominative case. The dual form is Muslimani if it's marfu'un. Yani the alif followed by noon, the alif particularly is the sign of it being marfu'un. So that's the secondary sign. It's not dhamma, it's marfu'un. How do we know it's marfu'un? Not because it ends with dhamma, but rather because it has this alif at the end before the noon. Okay, so the ending on the dual, if it's marfu'un, is going to be alif noon. Muslimani, mu'minani, munafiqani, like this. Waladani, yani, walaikum salam. This ani at the end, the alif particularly, followed by noon, is the sign of yani, the i'rab is in the alif. Now, excuse me?
Alif becomes the sign of fatta.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Alif is maruf.
I said that in the dual form. Okay, this is particular to a muthanna word, right? The sign of it being marfu'un, yani we want to know that it's in the nominative case. The sign that it's marfu'un is the alif that's added at the end of the word, this alif. Mamduda? Uh-huh. Elongation. Okay, we're not talking about elongation. This has nothing to do with elongation. Okay? Yes, alif elongates fatha. And ya elongates kasra. And waw elongates dhamma. But here we're not talking about elongation. We're not worried about elongation. We're just concerned about the long vowel. In this case, it's alif. In some case, it could be ya, and in another case, it could be waw. That long vowel, forget about the short vowel that's before it. We're not concerned about the short vowel. We're concerned about the letter, alif, ya, or waw. That letter, it can be a secondary sign. Usually the secondary sign, not always, but usually the secondary sign of i'rab is a long vowel letter, alif, waw, or ya. Alright? Usually, it's a letter, consonant of the alphabet, a letter that yani is indicating the secondary sign. Okay, so for example, here, when the dual word is marfu'un, you see it has this alif here, before the noon. Okay, that alif indicates that it's marfu'un. In this word here, the following word, muslimaini, the ya in this word indicates that it is mansub or majroor. The ya, okay? And here, in this word here, muslimuna, the waw here at the end before the noon indicates that it's marfu'un. So sometime a secondary sign, it could be waw, it could be alif, it could be ya. Usually the secondary signs are the long vowel, alif, waw, or ya. Yani sometimes the secondary sign could be a short vowel. But mostly it's this, yani, long vowel letter, alif, waw, or ya. In any case, what the thing here is that we have to memorize. What is the sign, secondary signs? What words have secondary signs? There are different kinds of words that have secondary signs. Here, in this topic here, we're looking at dual words that have secondary signs, and we're looking at plural words that have secondary signs. The sound, masculine plural has secondary signs when it's marfu'un, when it's mansub, and when it's majroor. And the feminine, yani sound, feminine plural, has a secondary sign when it's mansub only. Only when it's mansub. When it's marfu'un, it has its regular sign, and when it's majroor, it has a regular sign. Yani dhamma and kasra. But when it's mansub, instead of fatta, it has kasra. Yani the feminine sound plural has a secondary sign when it is mansub. Instead of taking fatha, it takes kasra. So here's a secondary sign that's not a long vowel. It's not alif, waw, or ya. Okay? And we'll see that also when we look at words in mamnu'un min as-sarf. Yani they, when they are majroor, they don't take kasra, they take fatha. So that fatha is a secondary sign. Okay? But mostly the secondary signs are going to be alif, ya, or waw. Mostly it's going to be the long vowel. Alif, waw, or ya. Okay, so what is required here is that we memorize dual words. Okay, we have three things to look at here. We have duals, and we have masculine sound plurals and feminine sound plurals. Three things, three types of words: dual, muthanna, and the two sound plurals, masculine and feminine sound plurals. Okay, the duals, in every case, whether it's marfoon or mansub or majroor, in every case, it has a secondary sign. The masculine sound plurals also, in every case, it has a secondary sign, when it is marfoon or mansub or majroor. As far as the feminine sound plural, it only has a secondary sign when it is mansub. Only when it's mansub. Alright? So, we have to pay attention to these things. Here, this is a secondary sign. Okay, the rest of the secondary signs are alif, waw, and ya, in terms of the topic of today. Okay, the other thing that we're looking at here, yani besides the changing of the cases from marfu to mansub and majroor, besides that, we're also looking at the changing of nouns from masculine to feminine form. Okay, changing the noun from masculine to feminine generally involves adding at the end of the word, ta marbuta, ta marbuta. Adding at the end of the word, ta marbuta. That's the normal way of changing a noun from masculine to feminine. Adding ta marbuta, and that ta marbuta, the vowel before ta marbuta is always fatha. Yani the vowel before ta marbuta, the feminine sign, the vowel before it is always fatha. Yani the last vowel on the letter before the ta marbuta is always going to be fatha. And if a word that ends with ta marbuta, and if anything is added to that word, then the ta marbuta has to be changed to ta maftuha. Because ta marbuta can only be the last letter of the word. So we can't have anything following ta marbuta. And that's one of the reasons why we see here that this word muslimatan, there's no alif following the ta marbuta here. When the normal rule is, any word in the Arabic language that ends with two fatha, fatatan. Any word in the Arabic language that ends with two fatha is always followed by an alif. It's always followed by an alif. Okay? Except in two cases. And one of them is if the word ends with ta marbuta. It's not going to be followed by alif. Alright? Okay, stop here. Any question? Okay, let's look at the example that they gave us, right? Let's look at the example that they gave us. And I guess I should have written up here. Let's see if I can write in here somewhere, somehow. The cases. This is marfu'un, right? Nominative. And this one is accusative. And this one is genitive. This one is nominative. And this is accusative. And this is genitive. Yeah, Allah, astaghfirullah. This is finished. All right. Let me get that stick so I don't have to stand in front of the board and block your view. Okay. All right, so what we have here, right, we have the masculine, nominative, accusative, and genitive. And then we have the feminine, nominative, accusative, and genitive, singular. And then we have the duals, right? Masculine, nominative, accusative, genitive, duals. And then we have feminine duals, nominative, accusative, genitive. And then we have the plurals. The sound masculine plural, nominative, accusative, genitive, and sound feminine plural, nominative, accusative, and genitive. Alright, just the way you have it in your book, same thing. We just want to look at it on the board together so everybody's looking at the same thing. Alright, so what happens here is we have a noun like the word Muslim, right? Okay, Muslim, the masculine singular form of the word, yani, has three possibilities, right? If it's nominative, you say Muslimun, mun, with Dhamma, Dhammatain here. Since it doesn't have Alif Lam, so it has two Dhammas, right? But what we're concerned about, if it has Dhamma or Kesra or Fatha. So we say Muslimun, meaning a Muslim. If it's in the accusative case, Mansoob, we say Muslima or Muslimen. Yani, Muslimen. And if it's in the genitive case, yani, we say Muslimin, Muslimin. Alright, Muslimun, Muslimen, Muslimin. For feminine, we just add Tarmabuta to change it from masculine to feminine. And if it's in the nominative case, we say Muslima, yani, with Ta Marbuta, Muslimatun, Muslimaten, accusative case, Mansub, Muslimatin, genitive case. I think that's clear, right? Okay, so let me give you another word, and I want you to give me, what is the feminine of the word kafirun? What is the feminine of kafirun? Nah. Kafiratun, with ta marbuta on the end. Kafirun, kafiratun. Kafiratun, kafiraten, kafiratin. Kafirun, kafiran, kafirin. Okay, let's take another word. Munafiqun, munafiqun, right? Yani if it's marfun, we say munafiqun. If it's mansub, we say munafiqan. And if it's majrur, we say munafiqin. The feminine of munafiq is what? Munafiqatun. Yani tam rabuta. Munafiq, munafiqatun. Mansub, munafiqatan, majrur, munafiqatin. Alright, so let's just go through, yani, the chart, looking at the singular words. Okay, as they go through the cases, the singular words only first. Okay, as we go through the cases, let's just look at the next word and go through it. Okay, hopefully you have looked at this since the last class during the week. Maybe you wrote them out, or at least you went through them. Okay, the next word they gave us is mu'minun. Mu'minun, right? In the accusative case, it would be what? Mu'minan. Mu'minan. And the genitive case? Mu'minin. Mu'minin. Okay, so it would be like this. Yani? This is the word mu'min, right? Mu'min. Mu'minun. This is the word mu'min. Mu'minun. Mu'minan. Mu'minin. Mu'minun, a believer. Mu'minan, a believer. Mu'minin, a believer. For the feminine of mu'min is what? Mu'minatun. 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 Okay, in the accusative case? Mu'minatan. Mu'minatan. In the genitive case? Mu'minatin. Mu'minatin. Alright, second word. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Next word he gave us is mudarris. Mudarris, okay? So mudarris,
right? Singular masculine, marfu in form, mudarrisun, yani mudarrisun, mudarrisun. If it's mansub, accusative case, we say mudarrisen. And if it's majrur, we say mudarrisin, mudarrisun, mudarrisen, mudarrisin. A teacher. Huh? Feminine form of mudarris is what? Mudarri. After the seen, add ta marbuta, preceded by fatha. Mudarri. Huh? Mudarrisa. Mudarrisa. Marfun. Mudarrisatun. Mansub. Mudarrisatan. Majrur. Mudarrisatin. Alright? So the third word that he gave us is mudarris. So we have here, if it's marfu'un, masculine, singular, mudarrisun. Mansub, mudarrisen. Majrur, mudarrisin. Feminine form of mudarris, mudarrisa. Yani with ta marbuta on the end. Just add fatta and ta marbuta. Mudarrisatun. Mansub mudarrisatan, majrur mudarrisatin. Any question? Okay, so what are we doing here? We're just looking at how the singular noun changes from marfu'un to mansub to majrur. And the same thing if it's feminine, how we change it to the feminine form, and how the feminine form also does the same thing. It goes from marfu'un mudarrisatun to mansub mudarrisatan to majrur mudarrisatin. And keep it in mind that yani whenever a word ends with two fatha, tanween fatha, we have to follow it by alif unless that word ends with ta marbuta, as in mu'minatan, muslimatan, unless it ends with ta marbuta. Or the other exception is if it ends with alif, Hamzatul Qat preceded by alif. Alright, let's look at the next word. The next word is muhandis. Maybe I won't be able to write it, or I'll just write it here and erase it later. Muhandis. Muhandis. Muhandis, huh? Muhandis is a what? An engineer. Okay, so we have the singular masculine marfu'un form muhandisun. If it's mansub, we say muhandi. Mansub, we say what? Muhandisan. Okay, so muhandisan means we have to end it with alif, right? We have to put an alif after the fathatain. Muhandisan. Muhandisan. And then if it's majrur, we say what? Muhandisin, muhandisin. Feminine form of muhandis is what? Muhandisa, with tar mabuta preceded by fatha. Muhandis. Muhandisatun. If it's marfu'un, if it's mansub, we say what? Muhandisatan. And if it's majrur, we say muhandi. Muhandisatin. Okay, any question about this word? Okay, the word is muhandis. Masculine form is muhandisun. Feminine form is muhandisatun. Muhandisatun. Muhandisa. Okay? Muhandis, if it is mansub, we say muhandisan. Accusative case. Muhandisan. Nominative case, genitive case, muhandisin, muhandisin. Feminine form, muhandisatun, muhandisatan, and muhandisatin. Any questions? Type, what's the next word? Kafirun. Okay, we're going to do kafirun. No space to write, we'll just go over it orally, right? Kafirun. Okay, kafir is the masculine singular form. Kafir. Okay, if it is marfu'un, we say what? Kafirun. Kafirun. Be careful that we don't say kafirun. Because kafirun is the plural. Kafirun. Kafirun. Okay? If it's mansub, we say kafiran. If it's mansub, we say like mu'minan, mudarrisan, muhandisan, kafiran. Kafiran. And by the way, if you're reading Quran and you come across a word that ends with two fatha, ends with two fatha, and you see that alif following it, what does that alif tell you to do if you are reading Quran? How are you supposed to do this? I mean, in Arabic language you do it also, but especially in the Quran you must do it. What do you have to do if you see a word that ends with two fatha? Like this word here. This word, mu'minan. Wait. One at a time. What's your name? Abdul Haq. Abdul Haq. Yeah, what do you do? Okay, if you stop on it, you read it mu'mina, as though you're reading fatha alif, as though this alif is elongating fatha, as though there's no tanween there. You read it as though it's elongation, fatha alif, mu'mina. But if you keep reading, then, if you keep reading, no pause, what do you do? What's the normal way? Read it the normal way. What does that mean? You have to read, you have to pronounce the tanween. You have to pronounce the tanween. Mu'minan. 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 But if you stop on it, or you pause there, then you just pronounce it as though it's a long vowel. Mu'mina.
But if the next word is coming out, you contend, like, for example,
yeah, but that's different. We don't want to go into that. That's the whole that's too complicated right now. I will keep it simple, okay? We're not studying Tajweed right now, but we just want to learn this rule, how you read this word, okay? This word should be read, if you stop on it, as though it's Fatha Aleph, Mu'mina. If you don't stop, then you read it as Tanween, Mu'minan, Kafiran, Munafiqan. Alright, so, again, this is the singular form of the word, right? Mu'min, Mudarris, Muhandis, this is the singular form, masculine form. Alright, if it's marfoon, it has Dhamma. If it's Mansoob, it has Fatha. If it's Majroor, it has Kasra. Feminine form, we just add Ta, Marbuta to it. Okay, what's the next word? Kafir. Okay, let's do Kafir. Okay, masculine, singular, marfoon. Kafir what? Kafirun. Mansoob, Kafiran, Majroor, Kafirin. What's the feminine form of kafir? Kafiratun. Kafiratun. Marfoon. Kafiratun. Mansoob. Kafiratan. Majroor. Kafiratin. What is the meaning of kafir? Excuse me?
Disbeliever.
Anybody have a different word for it? Yes?
The one who hides.
The one who hides. Okay. What is he hiding? Something, right? Yeah.
Somebody wants to tell me it has a
meaning,
like a farmer.
Yeah, farmer, farming, the one who tills the land. Nah. And that's related to what he's saying. Yeah, they cover, plant the seeds and cover it with the soil, right? Nah.
It's called, he's hiding the name of Allah.
Hiding the
name of Allah.
Okay. But I mean, okay, so what is the, just English word, what is the meaning of it? Okay, one who denies, but I'm saying, the word kafir has many meanings in English. He said it means disbeliever. Some people say it means unbeliever. Some people say it means non-believer. Some people say it means all of this. Yani, whichever word you choose, it doesn't matter. It's all the same, right? It's kafir. It's all the same. It's kafir. Huh? A loser. They are losers for sure. Yeah, the kafir is a loser, the mushrik is a loser, the munafik is a loser. Now, a lot of people are losers. Now, but that's not the meaning of the word. We're talking about the meaning of the word. It means a person who, doesn't believe in Allah. Whether you call them a disbeliever, unbeliever, non-believer, whatever, it's all the same. That's all the same. That's the point. Okay. Okay, the next word is what? Fasiq. Fasiq. What is the meaning of fasiq?
Okay, evildoer. Okay.
Wrongdoer.
Yani disobedient one. Huh? Fisk means al-khuruj an ta'atillah. Yani the scholars say that the meaning of fisk, it means al-khuruj an ta'atillah. Going outside of obedience to Allah. That means they're disobedient to Allah. Wrongdoer, evildoer, disobedient to Allah. Alright? Alright, so we say the next word is fasiq. The masculine, singular, marfu'un form, we say what? Fasiqun. With dhammatain. Mansub? Fasiqan. With fathatain. Majroor? Fasiqin. With kasratain. Feminine form of fasiq? Fasiqa. With ta marbuta. Fasiqatun. If it's marfu'un, we say fasiqa. Tun mansub, fasiqatan majrur, fasiqatin, fasiqatin, fasiqin, fasiqatin, feminine. Now, the next word on the next page. The word they gave us first is sadiq. Sadiq. What is the meaning of sadiq?
Truthful.
Truthful. Sadiq from sidq, truthfulness. Sadiq. One who is truthful. Naam. Taib. Masculine, singular, marfoon, we say, remember this word is with sad, not seen. Sadiq. Sadiqun. Right? If it's mansub, we say, sadiqan. Majroor, sadiqin. Feminine form of sadiq, sadiqatun. Sadiqa. With ta marbuta preceded by fatta. Sadiqatun mansub. Sadiqatan majroor. Sadiqatin. Tayyib. Next word is what? Kadhibun. Kadhib. What is a kadhib? A liar. From kadhib. Kadhib means lying. A kadhib is one who does the act of lying, telling lies. Kadhib. This is on the wazan of fa'il. Ism fa'il, the one who does an action. Sadiq is one who tells the truth. Sadiq. Yani fatta, alif, kasra. Sadiq. Kadhib, same thing. Ism fa'il, the one who does the action of lying. Fatta, alif, kasra. Kadhib. Same thing. Katib, right? Katib means the one who does the action of writing, katib, and so on, like this. Okay, so we have here kadib, right? Kadib. Okay, the masculine, singular, marfu'un form, we say kadibun. Huh? Mansub, kadiban, majroor, kadibin. The feminine form of kadib, kadibatun. Kadib, kadiba. Tun, ta marbuta. Yani fatta before the ta marbuta, always. Kadhibatun. Okay, kadhibatun, mansub. Kadhibatan, majroor. Kadhibatin. By the way, if you did this for homework, if you did this for homework and you wrote it in your book, don't read from your book. Don't read from your book. If you wrote it out. We're just doing it orally now, okay? If you wrote it out, alhamdulillah, that's good. And that's what I would like to have seen, that you wrote it out for homework so that you became familiar with it. But don't read it from the book now. If you wrote it out, just try to do it orally. Let's try to do it together, okay? Okay, the next word after kadhib is what? Huh? Mushrik. Mushrik. What is a mushrik? A pagan. What else? Idolater. Uh-huh. What he associates. Associates something with Allah and worship. Naam. Okay, so like this, right? Mushrik, right? Meaning the one who commits shirk. Shirk. The one who associates something, makes something as a partner or an equal or an associate with Allah in that which is exclusively the right of Allah alone. In that which is exclusively the right of Allah alone. Could be in worship, could be in his asma wa sifat, could be in rububiyyah. Anyone who associates or makes something as a partner or equal with Allah in those things that are his exclusive right, then this is a mushrik. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Okay,
the masculine singular marfu'un form, we say what? Mushrikun with dhammatain. Mushrikun. Mansub? Mushrikan. Majroor? Mushrikin. Feminine form of mushrik? Mushrikatun. Mushrikatun. Mushrik, mushrikatun. Mushrikatun. Mansub? Mushrikatan. Majroor? Mushrikatin. What's the next word? Najih. Najih. Ending with the letter ha. Najih. Huh? Najihun. What does it mean of najih? Huh? One who has passed. Like the person who passed an exam. We say he is najih. Najih. Huh? Najah. Najah. Tayyib. And the opposite of najih is the next word, which is what? Rasib. Rasib. These are opposites. Najih, the one who passed. Rasib, the one who failed. Rasib. Alright? Okay, najih. The masculine singular marfu'un form, we say what? Najihun. Make sure you pronounce this letter. Hun. Najihun. Najihun, like Muhsin, Ahmed, Mahmood, Muhammad, huh? Ha. This is different than the ha in Allahu. Huwa Allahu. Ahad. That's a different H, right? Ahad. Huwa. That's different. Make sure you pronounce them differently. Okay. What's the word? Najihun. Masculine, singular, marfu'un. We say what? Marfu'un. Najihun. Mansub. Najihan. Majroor. Najihin. Feminine form of najih. Najihatun. 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 Okay, najihatun. Mansub. Najihatan. Majroor. Najihatin. And the last word we said is what? Rasib. What does it mean? The one who failed. He failed. Rasib. He is Rasib. Who are Rasib? Yani he did not pass the exam. He failed. Okay, Rasib. Yani the masculine singular marfu'un form. We say what? Rasibun. With dhammatain. Two dhammas. Rasibun. Mansub? Rasiban. Majroor? Rasibin. Feminine form of Rasib? Rasibatun. Rasibatun. So we say marfun rasibatun. Mansub rasibatan. Majroor rasibatin. Any questions? Okay, these are the singular forms, and that yani should be sufficient. Those examples that we have here are sufficient for us to see how the noun in its singular form changes, yani from marfu'un to mansub to majroor, dhamma, fatha, kasra, and likewise the feminine form of the noun in its singular, how it changes from marfu'un to mansub to majroor, yani just changing the vowel ending. Now we want to look at the duals, the dual. Okay, the dual is called in Arabic what? Al-Muthanna. Notice on our page 27 here, it has on the first right-hand column, singular, dual, plural, it has three Arabic words right underneath one another. Mufrad, Muthanna, with shadda on the noon, and alif maksura, elongation. Muthanna. Okay, you should pronounce it with shadda on the noon, and the fatha on the noon is elongated by alif maksura. Muthanna. Taib, Muthanna. We have mufrad, muthanna, and jam'. Jam'un. Yani jam' is plural, muthanna is dual, and mufrad is singular. Akhi, you don't have this book? You don't have it?
No, I don't.
Was I supposed to bring it for you?
Yeah.
I think so.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. You have to remind me though. If
and we agreed to do something, if I'm involved with it, you have to remind me. Because I'm subject to forget. I brought it, but I didn't remember that I was supposed to give it to somebody. Okay. You have to, any shyness is a good quality for the believer, man and women. Now, but shyness should not stop you from asking a question. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what? La haya'a. Nobody knows this hadith? There's no shyness in knowledge, in seeking knowledge. La haya'a fil ilm. Fil ilm. Yani, seeking knowledge, you ask. Don't be so shy, I can't ask a question, then you won't know. If you don't know, how will you act? And you can't act without knowledge, right? Because al-ilm comes before knowledge. Qabla, I mean, ilm comes before amal. Qawl wal amal. Al-ilmu qabla al-qawli wal amali. Naam. Tayyib. Okay, so what we're saying here now, we want to look at the duals, the muthanna, okay? And as far as the muthanna form of the noun, the muthanna form, it has a particular form, yani how it's formulated, right? How it is formulated. There's a particular way in which it's formulated. Okay, let's look at it a little bit here. On the board from the original chart they gave us on page 27, this is the muthanna form here. Okay, this is what we're looking at, this line here. The second line. This is the muthanna form. The first three boxes are just like what we had in the mufrad, yani they are for masculine. Masculine, marfu'un, mansub, and majroor. And then the next three lines are the feminine, marfu'un, mansub, and majroor. Alright, what we notice about the muthanna form is that we have the same form of the word Muslim as we had in the singular. We have the same form, Muslim, but we added to it what? Yani alif noon. Ani. Okay, alif noon. When it's marfu'un, we have to add alif noon to make it dual. So Muslim means a single individual Muslim, and Muslimani means two Muslims. Muslimani. That's if it's marfu'un, because the sign of it being marfu'un is alif. But if it's mansub or majroor, then the same word again, Muslim, but this time we're going to add to it ya instead of alif. When it's mansub and when it's majrur, we're going to add ya to it. Okay? So instead of muslimani, we're going to get muslimaini. Muslimaini. Both when it's mansub and majrur, muslimaini. Alright? So the sign of a dual muthanna word being majrur or mansub is the what? Ya. Majrur or mansub. The sign that is mansub or majroor is ya. If it's marfu'un, it's going to take alif. So you say, muslimani, if it's the subject of the sentence, if it's the mubtada or the khabar, or the fa'il, you say muslimani. But if it's the object of a preposition, it's majroor, or the object of a verb, maf'ulun bi, mansub, then we're going to change it to muslimaini. Muslimaini. Muslimani, muslimaini. Now, in a question? Yes. Yani the maf'ulun bi, the object of a verb, doesn't matter if it's a statement in the affirmative or a question, interrogative. Doesn't matter. As long as it's the object of the verb, it's the thing that the action of that verb is falling upon, is happening to, is occurring with that word, then yes, that's the maf'ulun bi, and it's going to be yani mansub. Doesn't matter, even if it's in a question. Yes. Tayyib, dual form, right? Okay, dual form we said, we're going to either add alif or we're going to add ya. Followed by noon. Muslimani, Muslimaini. Naam.
Yes, I was asking an example from.
To give
an example.
Yeah, an example is you just take an affirmative statement, right? Ra'aytu al-walada. Ra'aytu, I saw al-walada. Al-walad, who did I see? I saw the boy. Al-walada, right?
You change it into a question, you will say what? أرأيت الولد؟ أرأيت الولد؟ Same, it's no difference. Just became a question now. Structure of the sentence is still the same. Now it's not going to change anything. Yeah, the object of the verb is going to remain the object of the verb, whether you're making an affirmative statement or you're asking a question, interrogative form. It remains the same. طيب, okay, feminine form, right? We're going to change the word Muslim to Muslima, and the same thing, we have the same exact word, Muslima, except that this ta marbuta is always the last letter of a word, huh? The ta marbuta must always be the final letter of a word. So we said the rule is when you add anything to a word that ends with ta marbuta, then you have to change the ta marbuta to a regular ta, ta maftuha, becomes a regular ta. Okay? So what happened here is we have the same word Muslima, the ta at the end of it is still there, but instead of ta marbuta, it's ta maftuha. Maftuha means what? From fataha to open. Maftuha means the open ta. Marbuta means the closed ta. It's tied. It's closed. Huh? Closed ta, open ta. Maftuha, marbuta. Okay, so this ta remains. It just changed to maftuha. And then we add to the end of it what? The same thing we added here. Alif and Noon. So Muslima became Muslima Tani. Or Muslima Taini. Alif or Ya. If it has Alif, that means it's Marfu'un. If it has Ya, it means it's what? Mansub or Majroor. Okay, let's be clear on this, right? So before we start doing exercise, make sure we understand what we're doing here. We're changing the word from singular to dual. In order to do that, we're going to add Alif with Noon or Ya with Noon. We're going to add Alif with Noon or Ya with Noon. That's how we make the dual. Okay, so that's the first thing we want to remember, that we're going to change it from singular to dual. How do we do it? We add Alif Noon or Ya Noon. Okay? Alif Noon, we use Alif Noon when the word is in the nominative case, marfu'un. But if it's in the genitive case or the accusative case, yani majroor or mansub, and then instead of alif noon, we're going to use ya noon. That's it. Alif noon or ya noon. Huh? So the first word that we had here in the dual, that the first word we had here is Muslim. In the dual, it's going to be muslimani or muslimaini. Just alif or ya followed by noon. The ani is the sign of yani it being muthanna. If it has alif, that means it's marfoon. If it has ya, it means it's mansub or majroor. All right. So the same thing happens with the feminine muslima, muslimatun. We're going to do the same thing with that alif with noon or ya with noon, and we're going to say muslimatani, muslimataini. Tani, taini. Ani, aini. Same thing. Alright, so when you hear the sound, ani or aini, more than likely it's a dual word. More than likely it's going to be a dual word. Huh? Alright, let's go through it. Let's take the first word that they gave us on page 27, which is what? Mu'min. Okay? Okay, they gave us the word mu'min. Mu'min. Okay, we want to change this word mu'min to dual, right? So what we're going to do, we're going to add to this noon here. We're going to add what? Aleph and noon. We're going to say mu'minani. If it is mansub, we're going to say what? Mu'minani. After that, then, inshallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Thank you.
Okay. Let's look back where we were left off at, right? We're doing the duals, and we're doing the masculine forms, marfoon, mansoob, and majroor. Alright, so which pen am I writing with here? This one here. Walaikum salam. Mu'minani, marfoon, mansoob, mu'minaini, and majroor. Huh? Mu'minaini. Aini. Mu'minaini. Okay, the feminine form of mu'min is what? Mu'mina. Mu'mi with noon, right? Mu'mina with ta marbuta. Mu'mina tun. Okay, so if we want to make it dual, we say what? Mu'mina tani. Yani mu'mina tani. Mu'mina tani. If it is mansub, we say what? Mu'minataini. Mu'minataini. And if it's majroor, we say what? Mu'minataini. Alright? Let's look at it again. This is the feminine form, right? Feminine form of the word mu'min is mu'mina. Okay, if it is marfoon, we say mu'minatani or mu'minataini. When it's mansoob and majroor, mu'minataini. Mu'minatani, mu'minataini. Just got the ta, right? The ta, marbuta becomes maftuha. Mu'minataini, mu'minatani. Okay, so it's going to be tani and taini for the feminine dual. Tani or taini. Kafira, kafiratani, kafirataini. Munafiqa, munafiqatani, munafiqataini. Like this. It's good? Okay, let's do the next word. Next word is what? Mudarris. Okay, mudarris. The masculine for mudarris dual will be what? Mudarris. Mudarrisani. Mudarrisani. If it is mansoob, we say what? Mudarrisani. 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 And if it's majroor, we say what? Mudarrisani. Mudarrisani. Okay, the feminine form of mudarris is what? Mudarrisatun. Yani if it is dual, we say mudarrisa, 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 mudarrisa tani, mudarrisa tani. And if it's mansub, we say mudarrisa tani. And if it's majroor, we also say mudarrisataini. Okay, let's look at it. Feminine, masculine form, dual, right? Mudarris, we say mudarrisani. Alif noon, right? Mudarrisani, mudarrisani. Mansub, mudarrisani. Majroor. Feminine form, mudarrisa, with ta marbuta. So it's going to be tani and taini. Huh? Ani and aini for masculine, tani and taini for feminine. Mudarrisa tani marfoon, mudarrisa taini mansoob, and mudarrisa taini majroor. Naam, any question about that? Mudarris, mudarrisani, mudarrisaini. Feminine, mudarrisa tani, mudarrisa taini. Okay, what's the next word? Muhandis. Okay, next word, muhandis. Let's see. Masculine, we say what? Muhandis became muhandisani. Muhandisani. That's if it's marfoon, ani. If it's mansoob, we say muhandisani.
Mohandi Saini. And if it's majroor, we also say Mohandi Saini. Feminine form of Mohandis is what? Mohandisa with Tarmabutin. Mohandisatun. So if it is dual, we say Mohandisa. Mohandisatani. 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 If it is mansub, we say Mohandisataini. Mohandisataini. Sorry. And if it is majroor, we also say Mohandisataini. Okay, let's look at it. Okay, this is the word Mohandis means what? An engineer. What is the meaning of Mudarris? A teacher. Pipe. Mohandi. Mohandis is the original word. Dual, we have ani or aini. If it's feminine, tani or taini. Right? So we have Mohandisani marfoon. Mansub, Mohandisaini. Mohandisani, Mohandisaini. Majroor, Mohandisaini. Feminine, Mohandisatun. Dual, Mohandisatani. Mansub, Mohandisataini. Majroor, Mohandisataini. So again, the endings that we have for masculine is ani and aini. Ani if it's marfoon, aini if it's mansub or majroor. If it's feminine, we have tani or taini. Ani, aini, tani, taini. Alright? Okay, after this word, we're going to do kafir. Alright? Any question first about the dual form masculine or feminine? We have ani and aini. Feminine, tani and taini. Huh? Where tani come from? The ta from tarmabutu became ta maftuha. Okay? The sign of it being marfoon is alif. That's why we say ani. If it's mansub or majroor, the sign is ya. That's why we say aini, because of the ya. Alright? Same thing, tani, alif, taini, ya. Alright? Okay, no question? Okay, somebody, volunteer. You're volunteering for something good. Don't be afraid. We're not going to harm you. Okay. They say in the army, I don't know, I wasn't in the army. But that's what Umar told me. May Allah have mercy upon him. He said, they teach you in the army, never volunteer. You ever volunteered? You learned a lesson, right? Yeah, okay. Abdul Haq? Abdul Haq, okay, alhamdulillah. We learn lessons, right? It's not a problem that you make a mistake. The problem is you don't learn from your mistake. Because the believer doesn't get stung from the same hole marrataini, twice. One time is sufficient. We learned the lesson, khalas. Okay, Abdul Haq. We're going to do the word what? Which word are we on? Kafir. Okay, kafir, the dual for kafir, right? When it's marfoon, we say what? Kafirani. When it is mansub, we say? Kafirani. When it's majroor? Kafirani. Feminine form? Kafiratani. Mansub? Kafirataini. Majroor? Kafirataini. Ahsant. Mashallah. Okay, any other volunteers? No volunteers on this side? Adam, naam. What's the next word? Fasiqun. Okay, fasiqun. Masculine, dual, marfu'un. Fasiq. Fasiqani. When it's mansub? Fasiqaini. Majroor? Fasiqaini. Okay, feminine, marfu'un? Fasiqatani. Mansub? Fasiqatayni, majroor. Fasiqatayni, ahsant. طيب, what's the next word? Next page. What's the first word? Sadiq. Sadiq, one who is truthful. Who wants it? Naam, Ibrahim. Masculine, marfu'un. Singular. I'm not singular, dual. Sadiqani. A mansub? Sadiqayni, majroor. Sadiqayni. Feminine? Naam, sadiqatani. Tani and taini. Sadiqatani, mansub. Sadiqatani, majroor. Sadiqatani. What's the next word? Kadhib, a liar. Who wants it? Kadhib, naam, faiz. Kadhibani. Kadhibaini and Kadhibaini. Feminine form. Kadhibatani. Mansub. Kadhibataini. Majroor. Kadhibataini. Ahsan. What's the next word? Mushrik. Who wants it? Naam. Shuaib. Naam. Shuaib. Tayyib. First one. Masculine. Dual. Huh? Mushrikani. Two mushriks. Mushrikani. Mushrikaini. Huh? Mushrikaini. And majroor. Mushrikaini. Feminine. Mushrikat. Walaikum salam. Mushrikatani. Mansoob. Mushrikataini. Majroor. Mushrikataini. Mushrikataini. What's the next word? Najih. Najih. One who has passed. Okay, who wants it? Najih. Dual, masculine, marfu'un form. Volunteers. Come on, somebody else. Now, here he is over here. Abu Bakr. I'm waiting for you, Abu Bakr. I know you got to do this. Najihani. Marfu'un. Najihaini. Mansoob. And? Najihaini. Majroor. Feminine? Najiha. Najihatani marfu'un mansub. Najihatani and majroor. Najihatani. And the last word, rasib. Who wants the last one who didn't do one yet? Come on, somebody who didn't do one yet. Rasibun. Rasibun. Rasib. What will be? Naam. Muhammad Javid. Muhammad, naam. Rasibani marfu'un. Rasibaini mansub. And Rasibaini majroor. Feminine? Rasibatani marfu'un. Rasibataini mansub. And Rasibataini majroor. Okay, I hope that this should be clear to us now. The dual form is simple. It's just a matter of adding ani or ani. If it's feminine, tani wa taini. Same thing. Okay, aleph is the sign that is marfu'un. Ya is the sign that is mansub or majroor. When we talk about i'rab of words, if we say, what is the i'rab of this word? Mu'minaini. Mu'minaini is either going to be, the case is either going to be what? Mansub or majroor. We're going to look at the sentence. Is it the object of a verb? Object of a preposition? Ism inna, qabru kana. We're going to look at it and see what it is. We're going to say it's ism inna. It's mansub. And the sign that it's mansub is ya. Not fatta. Ya. Why is it ya? Because this is a dual muthanna word. That's how we're going to do i'rab. We want to know the sign that of the i'rab. If it's a secondary sign, it's not going to be dhamma, kasra, or fatha. It's going to be something else. It's going to be an aleph. It's going to be a waw. It's going to be a ya. Or it could be a secondary sign. Sometimes could be a fatha or kasra. Mamnu min as-sarf and jam mu'annath salim. But mostly the secondary signs are going to be aleph, waw, and ya. Okay, it's going to be aleph if it is marfu'un muthanna. And it's going to be ya if it is mansub or majroor muthanna. Or it's also going to be ya if it's masculine sound plural. If it's mansub or majroor, the sign that it's mansub or majroor, it's also ya. But here in the dual we have muslimaini, and in the plural we have muslimina. Both of them have ya, but one has fatha before the ya, the dual, and the sound plural, masculine plural, has kasra before the ya. Muslimaini, that's dual. Muslimina, that's plural. Sound masculine, plural. Pay attention to this. Okay, how much time is it now? It's 1:10. We have a few minutes. Okay, we're not going to be able to do the plurals today. But we're going to just look at them, remind. So, and during the week, try to go over them. We're going to finish this topic. And then next week, we're going to do broken plurals. Broken plurals. Okay, broken plurals is a complex subject. Not complex in terms of the concept of broken plurals. It's simple. But the awzan, the patterns for the broken plural are so many. Okay, in book one we dealt with 8 of them. And then we also dealt with 2 more, mafail and mafail. So we dealt with 10 maybe, or we might have dealt with 1 more, I don't remember. Something like that, 10 or 11. And in these notes, they actually go over a few more that we didn't deal with in book one. We'll look at them also. But next week we're going to deal with the broken plural. So look at them. And hopefully, the broken plural is dealt with in lesson what? 13. Lesson 13. The broken plural is dealt with in lesson 13. So please go back and look at lesson 13. Look at the patterns and how it works. Now, before we go to it, because this is supposed to be a review. Now, go ahead, brother. Yeah. Rasaba, yes. Okay, so what I want to say here then, and next week we're going to deal with the sound, masculine and feminine plurals. Sound, masculine and feminine plural. So just so that you could be aware of what's happening with the sound plural, this is the example we have here for the sound plural. Okay, this is the example that we have for the sound plural. We're going to just look at it quickly, and then next week, inshallah, we're going to deal with this. This is the sound plural. The first three examples are the masculine, and the second three and the second group is the feminine sound plural. Okay, so as far as the masculine sound plural, the sign of its i'rab is either going to be waw or ya. Remember, in the duals we had alif and ya. In the plural, masculine sound plural, we have waw or ya. If it has waw, that means it's marfoon. If it has ya, it's like in the duals. Ya means that it's mansoob or majroor. Alright, so that's what you need to know about the masculine sound plural. The sign of its i'rab is going to be secondary signs, either waw or ya. In the dual, it has secondary signs, alif or ya. And the plural has waw or ya. As far as the feminine sound plural is a little bit different. Feminine sound plural has primary signs of i'rab. When it's marfoor, it takes dhamma. And when it's majroor, it takes kasra. That's primary signs, normal signs of i'rab. Only when it is mansoob, it has a secondary sign. In this case, the secondary sign is not one of the long vowels, alif, waw, or ya. Rather, the secondary sign is that when the feminine sound plural is mansoob, instead of taking fatha, it takes kasra. That's the secondary sign, because that's not the primary sign of nasb. Yani the primary sign for something being mansub is fatha. So if it's taking a different vowel, even though it's not a long vowel, but if it's taking a different vowel other than fatha, that means that's a secondary sign. That's not a primary sign. It's not the original sign of a noun that's mansub. It's a secondary sign. Okay, so we're saying that the sound feminine plural, it has normal primary signs of i'rab except when it's mansub. Only when it's mansub. It has kasra instead of fatha. Alright, so please pay attention to that. This is what we're going to be doing next week. We're going to look at the masculine sound plural and the feminine sound plural. We're going to do the same thing that we did today. We're going to go through them word by word. We'll do them together a little bit, and then we'll give everybody a chance who wants to practice and try to do it on your own. If you write them out during the week, I know Ramadan, mashallah, is a blessed season, right? Shahrun Mubarak. So we are busy, wa alaykum salam. We're busy in trying to do good deeds. We're occupied. We don't have any time to waste. But this is not a waste of time. Alright, so put some time in your schedule for your Arabic learning. Put some time in the schedule in addition to praying in the night and praying extra prayers and reading the Quran and whatever else we're doing, enjoying the good and forbidding the wrong. Put in your schedule some time for your Arabic. Even if it's just 15 or 20 minutes a day, go back and try to do the rest of these exercises. Go back and look at the earlier exercises that we completed already and try to make sure that whatever we already covered, that you didn't forget it yet. Because the human being is forgetful. Huh? The human being is forgetful. Especially if you pass 50. The people who are not 50 yet, they still have a chance. As far as the rest of y'all, you all, I mean. It's over. Any question? Any question about what we covered today, the duals especially, or what we're going to take next week, the plural, sound masculine plural, sound feminine plural? Any question? Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so then I would just remind myself first and all of us of the importance of this time. The days are rapidly passing us by. One week has gone, second week will be gone. Before we know it, we'll be in the last 10 days. And the last 10 days, it's hectic. The last 10 days, the time seems to just fly like unbelievable, right? Already 1 week has gone. More than 1 week, right? So I'm saying, I remind myself first, and each of us, you know, ask Allah to help you to be successful and take advantage of this important time. Because it will go. And it won't, maybe it won't come back. We're not guaranteed to be here for another Ramadan. So it's an excellent opportunity. It's a time for repentance and forgiveness and earning the pleasure of Allah and His reward and freedom from the hellfire. These things are earned. They are not just given, but they are earned. A person has to do something. Yani, you want to earn the pleasure of Allah, you have to do something that's pleasing to Him. You want to earn Allah's forgiveness, you have to ask for it. You have to ask for it. It doesn't just happen like automatically. Yani, because you feel good about yourself, so Allah must, yani, is going to forgive you, is going to pardon you, is going to, you know, give you some extra reward. And we have to be doing something. So let's busy ourselves, and let's try to, yani, remember the importance of avoiding the things that invalidate the fast. Not just food and drink, but all those other things. All of the speech and action, behavior, thoughts that are haram, or that are makruh, or that are displeasing to Allah, whatever category it comes under. Let's avoid that stuff. Be careful with our tongues, are the most dangerous thing, the easiest thing to fall into, and the most difficult to get out of. Naam, akhi.
Wa alaykum salam. I have a question about Ramadan. It is said that during Ramadan time, the
prayers
are changed, they're locked.
Yeah.
What's the real meaning? For example, some people say that because we don't eat, we don't drink, so that reduces the path of shaitan. You know?
Now,
so what's the real meaning?
Some scholars said that that's a fact. There's no doubt about it. That the path shaitan goes through the blood of the human goes through the human being like your blood goes through your body, right? So there's no doubt that when a person is fasting, then yani, the passageways are tightened, and so there's some difficulty for the shaitan to pass through. Some of the scholars have said this. People of Sunnah, they have said this. Ibn Qayyim says this in Zad al-Ma'ad, and other scholars have said it. So we know that that's true. That's not the only way to look at it. There are so many ways to look at it. Yani, some of the scholars said that they're on chains. And chains don't mean that a person can't move, right? It means that their movement is limited, right? So their movement is limited. There's no doubt that the shayateen don't have full range of movement to deal to yani affect the human being like they normally have. There's some limitation, and you know, there are a lot of different explanations that scholars have given. Some scholars said that it's because yani the people are so engaged in the doing of good, the shaitan doesn't have a chance to get them to do evil because people are occupied with praying in the masjid, in jama'ah, in the night, in fasting. So when does shaitan get a chance? If a person is engaged in those things, right? So there's different interpretations scholars have given. We can't say there's one interpretation that alone by itself is correct. Rather, the scholars of Sunnah, they have all given us some idea about the meanings of this, and all of those meanings are applicable in Allah knows
better. I would like to know this, but they still have effect in
we can't say that. Well, some scholars said they don't, yani. But some scholars said they don't have effect on the one who is engaged in those things that Allah has legislated. Yani, the person who is engaged in fasting the way we're supposed to fast, huh? The person who's engaged in praying the way you're supposed to pray, with sincerity, with khushu', you know, following the sunnah. If a person is engaged in those things, that's the one that shaitan can't affect. But as far as the other people, yani, shaitan is having a ball with them. Look at the kafirs around the society. They don't seem to be having any problem doing evil, right? They're doing their regular. So I'm saying, you know, this is also one of the explanations the scholars have given. Some scholars say it's in reference to the people who are, to the extent that you are in obedience to Allah, to that extent shaitan doesn't have any ability to affect you. Well, yeah, come, we're going to stop here, right? So we can break for salah. It's time for us to take a break. You have something?
No, I was just going to say that.
And that's also, some of the scholars said, that even if shaitan can't affect you, yani, don't think evil only comes from shaitan, right? Didn't the Prophet ﷺ say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri nafsi wa min sharri shaitan? Huh? First, he said, I seek refuge in Allah from the evil of myself, and then from the evil of shaitan. So evil is not just from shaitan, a lot of the evil is from our own selves. So even if the shaitans are chained, even if they were locked down, they were imprisoned, whatever, but the nafs of the human being, nafs al-amara bis-soo, that commands you to do evil, is still operating. But the more a person is doing good, the less their lower self that commands them with evil will have any effect on them. And Allah knows best. And the thing is, this is indeed an excellent season, opportunity. Don't let it pass us by. May Allah grant us success. We have to ask Allah, and we have to make effort. Yani, as the Prophet ﷺ said, one of my favorite hadith, احرس على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Yani, eagerly, diligently seek that which benefits you. And secondly, most importantly, seek help from Allah. Don't think you can do it by yourself. If you seek help from Allah and you work hard, inshallah, don't feel like you can't do it. Allah will grant you success. بإذن الله تعالى. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك.